morning, good evening, and good night. Wherever you are in the world today, my name is Carol Martindale. I'm the editor-in-chief here at The Nation, and we are On Point.
This podcast is brought to you by eWallet by MasiCard.
MasiCard credit card has gone digital. Download the new eWallet by MasiCard app that gives MasiCard credit card holders more power to pay bills, earn Masi points, send credit, and so much more. Easy, instant, and secure from your smartphone. Go digital with the free eWallet by MasiCard app, now available on Google Play or the Apple App Store.
To get started or find out more, call the MasiCard hotline at 418-CARD. That's 418-2273.
Last weekend, we got some great news delivered by our Prime Minister, Mia Amor-Motley, stating that the curfew is going to be lifted in a week. It's true, many of us are COVID fatigued. We're weary. We were weary of being locked in on lockdown. But we got the news last weekend from the Prime Minister stating that from next Wednesday, June 30th, the curfew is going to be lifted. So the current curfew, which means that on Thursdays to Sundays, we are in, I believe, by midnight, that's no longer going to be the case. We also have, or rather can expect, some more entertainment activities. Of course, there are stipulations, and we've already gotten some pushback from the entertainers, where with the resumption of parties, there is going to be a capacity of 150 people per event. You have to be fully vaccinated to attend the event or have a negative PCR test 48 hours prior to the said event. I know not too many people are happy about that, but to me, to do otherwise would have been irresponsible. We've already heard from some people in entertainment, and there was mixed reactions. Some said, you know, it's a good idea. They were happy to at least have entertainment back in the country. Again, to beat the COVID fatigue, many people still need to free up a little bit, albeit cautiously. We also have some people, mainly promoters, who recognizing that for the last 2 years, this would be the second year, there hasn't been any activities. And let's be fair as well. There are some promoters, this is their job. This is their profession, as it were. This is what they look forward to. This is how they eat and drink. This is how they live and survive. So, of course, this would be a big blow to them and their pockets. We get that. I understand it. I believe the government has already been reaching out based on the reports and offering some money. I would have read last Sunday that there's going to be an offer of $5,000 as well. And this may not be a lot, may not be what the promoters would want, but I believe there is a delicate balance that has to be achieved. We have to look at where our country is. We need to look and ensure the safety of every Barbadian and every person living here. We all love partying. We all love to go out and have fun, to socialize online, but this is not the time that we could do so without maintaining the said protocols. I think if we look at ourselves and we are honest, we know we sometimes let our guard down. It is easy to do it. After being on lockdown for so long, it is very easy for us to want to get out there, hang out, see friends we haven't seen for a long time, but we still need to be careful. We would have also been told and assured by the Minister of Health that with the two variants that came into Barbados, there were four persons who tested positive for the two variants of concern. Those variants were contained. Now, that was good news for us, and it should be. But we still need to be careful. That's what to me, that says we need to be careful because we're also looking to open our borders. We're looking to invite tourists back into our country. So it means that we need to be very careful. We need to still be on guard. We still need to make sure and follow all the protocols. It is important. Why? We have already heard that we cannot afford to be on lockdown again. Certainly not from an economic point of view. We cannot afford to have this country shut down again. We cannot afford to have more people on the breadline. There are people who have not worked since last March, March 17th, when we first got COVID. We want those people to be going back out and making a living and earning a living and earning wages. We want people to be back out spending money because that's the only way we can survive. We need money circulating in this country, which means we need people to be out there spending. We need people to be out there at supermarkets, shopping comfortably, in a safe environment, however. We need bars and restaurants to make money. We need businesses to make money because we need our country to do well. The only way we can do well, the only way we can survive is for each and every one of us to make sure we play our part in keeping our country safe, keeping each other safe, keeping our neighbors safe. I want to even read what the Prime Minister said last Saturday in her press conference because it was something that warmed my heart as she spoke to the people of Barbados. About us as Barbadians. She said, and I quote, "This has not been an easy journey, but it is one that we are only here today because of every single Barbadian who felt that they could make a difference and could alter their behavior, allowing the country to be able to reflect these extremely good numbers in terms of our improvement. The fact that the last period of time from the 19th of March to the 18th of June over this quarter, that we have been able to see a consistent reduction in cases month by month by month is a matter of total pride for me as the leader of this nation. I want to say that it is also a proud moment for all of us as Barbadians because we did this. Government can do this alone. The private sector can do this alone. We all play a part of where we are today. And that is why we can't rest on our laurels. That's why we can't give up. That's why we still need to make sure and be careful. Places you go to, they have airtight screening, temperature checks, sanitizing, even sometimes writing your names down. And I say we need to continue with this. We all need to make sure that we as Barbadians keep COVID on the run from these parts. We do not need COVID here because we cannot afford the fallout that comes with COVID. I know the government kept saying that they would apply the accelerator and press the brakes. We're not at the brake stage and we are happy. But we also need to live and understand that COVID will be with us for some time. We can't get away from it right now. But we also need to make sure that we operate in safe environments. I want to nip back over to the crop over aspect because we all miss crop over. We miss all the parties. We miss the fets. You know, it's not just the promoters. You have a lot of people who make money from crop over and the activities. You have the small promoters. You also have the people who are selling food. You also have the people who are making the costumes, the band leaders. This is a big festival that contributes millions to our economy. But I do get why we can't have crop over, unfortunately, again for another year. We have a week before the new protocols, or rather before the protocols ease up for us. I trust that we will all do what we can do all that we need to do to make sure that our country can continue on this particular path. Let us keep ourselves safe. Let's keep our country safe. Let's keep our neighbors safe. My name is Carol Martindale, and we have been On Point.